Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 190. Today we're reading chapter 22 of the novel Charmaine by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. "Sister Mona, can you come into my office, please?" Pastor Gillespie said to his secretary over the intercom. "You remember Sentahu and Bolale, the two Ethiopian brothers who reported about the men plotting my removal?" he said to her once she stepped inside the door. "Sure, Pastor. I have been wanting to do something more for them. I mean, they helped prevent what could have been a nasty confrontation on this past Sunday. Can you think of anything?" After thinking for a few seconds, Sister Mona said, "Why don't you give them complete charge over the Ethiopian outreach ministry? They could still work with Brother Martin, but they would be the head of the ministry from now on. They know firsthand what their community's needs are, spiritually and otherwise, and they would be able to minister to their own much better than we can." And Sister Mona thought to herself, it would mean that Brother Martin would not be in charge anymore, as he does not seem happy running the ministry anyway. "That sounds good. I'll pray about it," Pastor Gillespie said. Later that week, Pastor Gillespie made his decision and called Sentahu to give him the good news. "As of today, you're the head pastor over the Ethiopian outreach at All People's Non-Denominational Church," he said, "and I bestow upon you all the rights and privileges of a pastor, including compensation. I will be discussing your new role with you in more detail at our meeting later this week." "What about Brother Martin? I thought he was in charge of the ministry," Sentahu said. "Oh, Brother Martin is moving on to some other duties. You will be the head of the ministry in 2 weeks," Pastor Gillespie said. "Anyway, Ayana and I have been discussing some things. I asked her not to say anything yet to anyone. I hope she has not betrayed my trust," he added jovially. "She hasn't, Pastor," Sentahu assured him, sounding surprised. "One thing about Ayana is that she can be trusted. It would take a lot for her to break a promise." "Trust is very important." "Yes, it is," Pastor Gillespie said. "Sentahu, if Ayana is not busy, may I please speak with her?" While Ayana and Pastor Gillespie were talking on the phone, Bolale entered the restaurant. Although his work at the hospital kept him busy, he tried to give a few hours of his time to help in the restaurant each week. "I owe you so much," he had said to Sentahu more than once. Sentahu had been like a father to him and kept him encouraged when he felt like quitting medical school. "It's not easy living in a foreign country away from your family," Bolale had shared with Sentahu. "Ayana's been on the phone for a long time," he said to Sentahu shortly after he arrived at the restaurant. "So you've noticed," Sentahu said with a smile. "I suspect it is Pastor Gillespie," Bolale said. "Yes," Sentahu said. He turned to face Bolale. "I know you've expressed to me the feelings you have for her, and it is our custom to choose the mate for our children. And I must say you're a well-qualified young man. But Ayana is a smart girl. I have decided to let her follow her heart. Of course, I'll step in to protect her if the need arises. Remember, I am not her father. I did promise him before he died that I would take care of her as my own daughter and nurture and guide her until she gets married. Pastor Gillespie is a good man, and I trust him with her." "You don't trust me with her?" Bolale was quick to ask. "Bolale, don't ever think that," Sentahu replied. "I trust you as my own son. It's just that I think she should decide for herself who she wants to marry." "By the way," Sentahu said, "I spoke with Pastor Gillespie. He has decided to make me the head pastor of the Ethiopian Outreach Ministry for the church. How would you like to be my assistant?" Bolale laughed. "No need to change the subject, Sentahu. I can handle rejection. But since you asked, I would count it an honor. Have you said anything to Pastor Gillespie about the letter we received?" "Not yet. I've been praying about it. I believe God will show us what to do," he said. "I did show it to Brother Martin, and he did not show the concern I felt he should. He took my copy and said he would discuss it with Pastor Gillespie. I have not heard anything back." "Want to bet $1 million he has not shown the letter to Pastor Gillespie?" Bolale said. "That man has a problem with us." "That's nothing new. We have experienced that before." "What does Ayana think about it?" Bolale asked. She was shocked, and she finds it hard to believe. I've instructed her not to say anything to Pastor Gillespie, or to anyone for that matter. She thought of giving him the cold shoulder, but I told her not to do so, because if he did write the letter, his true colors are showing. I just don't believe he would befriend Bayana with this sinister plot in the back of his mind. And if he did not want us here in the first place, the mature thing would have been to just tell us, Senta Yu said. I just don't sense any hatred towards us in Pastor Gillespie. Now with Brother Martin, I do. I'm prayerfully treading with caution. We don't want to falsely accuse him lest he turns on us for sure. Right now we have a good thing going. Plan on being in church on Sunday. We have to get you your CDL license so you can drive one of the buses they have given to us. We want to be a part of the church, but at the same time we want to maintain our independence. I do not want them to think we are just here for a handout. Balali nodded in agreement. They will be delivering the buses sometime this week along with two vans. We're going to have those buses rolling into our people's non-denominational church every Sunday, packed with people as long as I'm alive, Senta Yu said. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to do after you enter through the door? Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you until next time.